And we welcome our Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet Performance Player of the Game tonight, Kellen Grady. Another fine performance by you, finishing with 21 points and 7 rebounds. Take us through your highlights of this game and the ebbs and flows of this contest against the Hawks.
Yeah, I think overall we showed a lot of resiliency tonight to be able to get a double-digit win when I think at one point it was 19-6 in the beginning of the game, and they had come out firing, hitting some threes. But that's tough to withstand for, you know, the duration of the game, so we just tried to, you know, keep our heads high and stick to our game plan and eventually hope that some of those makes would turn to misses and we can start attacking and get some good looks on the offensive end. And I thought the last 8 minutes of our first half was great, and that built us the halftime lead. And then we started the first probably about 5 or 6 minutes of the second half well, and then we had about a 7-minute drought where, you know, shots weren't falling, we weren't getting as many stops. But I thought, you know, just thinking about the game last year, same thing happened, and we ended up not being tough enough mentally to get the job done. So it was good to see us end up with a 14-point W, and shows a lot of resiliency, I think.
And how much does that creep into your mind? Coach had talked about it a little bit, about thinking back to what had happened last year. Does that creep into your mind as a collective unit at moments?
You know, you try not to think about it just because it was such a horrific memory, but I think when they got it to 3, I think it creeping in the back of my mind, I think, was a positive. Like, okay, yo, we got to, you know, put our foot on the pedal and turn this game back around. So, you know, ultimately for the guys that experienced that loss last year, I think we were diligent in avoiding that happening again.
You guys were up 7. Come out of the under 8 timeout. They score on the little easy floater, and then they scored again pretty easy on a steal, I believe. So they cut it to 3. What did you like about that next? You guys scored on 4 straight possessions there, and that really is what decided this game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the ball just slipped out of my hand, and then they ended up getting a run out dunk, which put it to 3 points. And, you know, a transition dunk can a lot of times give a team some momentum, give them some confidence. Sometimes that helps them on the defensive end. They have an extra pip to their step. But, you know, I think we did a good job executing the last 2 days in practice, preparing for St. Joe's, preparing for all their different types of defenses and schemes on that side of the ball. And, you know, we didn't let 2 straight buckets for them and getting it to 1 possession game affect us on the other end, which I think was the difference in the game, as you said.
What about the passing tonight? Once you guys got a few minutes into the game and you were down double digits, but things kind of turned, it was like you guys kind of calmed down, and also the passes were popping, and it seemed like not only were you guys getting good shots, but it was making them work extra hard on their defensive end.
Yeah, we were moving the ball around a lot, I thought, the first 2 or 3 minutes, but it wasn't assertive. We were just passing the ball around the perimeter. And then I think, you know, once we dug in on the defensive end and got a few stops and started to chip away at that 19-6 lead, I thought we were more assertive. We were getting better touches in the middle of the zone. We were getting the ball deeper on the perimeters to allow for those easier passes into the middle of the zone, which ended up getting good looks for us on the three-point line. We had some nice basket cuts. It was good to see Mike Jones get above the rim. You don't see that too often, but I just thought we were more assertive on offense, and I think that's what led to us getting better looks as the half progressed.
So Mike Jones above the rim, one of those you try to store away in the memory bank with a moment like that?
Well, the thing is, it's not like he barely dunked that. He punched that. So he just doesn't get the opportunities that much. You know, he's not on runouts, like just, you know, one-on-0 runout fast breaks that often. But it was good to see him get his legs under him, be able to 1-2 and get a pretty good dunk. I give him one of the top 3 dunks of the year right there.
I like it.
I think Carter had one of them.
Oh, yeah.
That might stay up at the top.
That'll probably stay on the top for years.
So talk about moments in this game. We know it got down to a 3-point game, but even before that and beyond that, when it started to tighten up a little bit, you were able to come through with some big shots. In those moments, are you feeling, hey, this team needs a big shot, I want to be the guy to take it? Or is it a mix of how that offensive flow is moving?
It's a combination of both. I think when I'm really locked in mentally and assertive. I trust that I have the ability to make crucial shots down the stretch, and a crucial shot doesn't always have to be a game tying shot at the buzzer or to put your team up by two with 15 seconds left. It can be to offset a 5-0 run by another team and put you back up by nine when you're up by six with 4 minutes to go. So I think, you know, it was up to us to run our offense and to flow naturally, but it was on me as well at times to be assertive and pick my spots when I thought I could get a good look up.
With so many games ending so close, and you looked at Friday and overtime at Dayton and it got away, how big was this one to get over the hump, rebound, pick up a win, hopefully take some momentum into Saturday?
It was huge. We're going to be 7-5 now, and I think 4 or 5 losses have been decided within the last, every 4 minutes into a media timeout we consider a round, and so the 4-minute mark to the end of the game is round 10. And I think 4 of our 5 losses have been decided in round 10. So, that shows, Coach always says, how close we are. So I think when you come off a tough loss like that at home, a bit of an emotional loss, we were right there. I think it's imperative to take care of games like this. We definitely had the opportunity to win, and I'm glad we came through.
Well, Kellen, thank you so much for your time. Good to see you finally again. We see you from a distance, and this is nice to sit with you and chat. Congratulations on the win.
Yeah, good to be up here. Missed you guys. Thank you.
Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet, a proud partner of Davidson Basketball. Visit and ask our friend and avid Davidson fan, Tommy Cross, when you can find New Roads on Highway 16 south of Newton, and online at EarnhardtChevy.com.